John Cram, the North Carolina Award was established in 1961. Over the years, other honorees include Bill Friday, James Taylor, John Hope Franklin, and David Brinkley. That's a very nice company you're joining. Congratulations.
Thank you, David. A little too rich for my blood.
When did you first learn that you were to be recognized?
Oh, I got a phone call, and I thought it was a little bit of a joke because I had not been privy to any of the behind-the-scenes nomination process. There was people all around Asheville that were nominating me, and they kept tight-lipped. And someone called from the state and said, gee, you know, you've won this award, and you gotta come to pick it up. You can't just say you're coming and then don't show. And you got to wear a tux. You got to do this. You got to do that. Got to go shake the governor's hand.
It was a surprise.
It was a surprise.
Nice surprise.
Well, okay. Then I started reading about all the people who have won it, and I said, wow, you know, this. How did it come, you know, about that I was nominated?
Well, let me quote from the announcement that was released by the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources. John Cram has been a major force in shaping the city into a cultural destination.
Well, you know, you hear this, and some days I say, well, gee, that sounds about right because I was first in this and led the parade on that. But I always looked at Asheville as inevitable. Beautiful mountains, great architecture downtown. Although old Asheville gave it away, you know, in the 80s, the 70s and 80s, sold it for nothing. And I benefited from that, but it was going to happen.
The award goes on to say that you embraced the creative economy. Is it true that one of your businesses, New Morning Gallery in Biltmore Village, which opened more than 40 years ago, was started with an investment of $500?
Yeah, those days you could, and I would go off to the A&P and pick out orange crates. When oranges came in those wooden crates, some people can remember that. And I sanded them and painted them white, and that was my shelving. So I opened on a shoestring.
It's called New Morning Gallery. Why?
Well, actually, I borrowed the name. Borrowed it from a gallery that was called New Morning Gallery in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And I had exhibited in it as an object maker. And loved the poetry of the name because it's from a Bob Dylan song. It's a new morning, it's a blue morning, it's a day your dreams will come true. And I says, wow, I like that. Can I borrow the name? I asked the person who ran that gallery. She said, sure. And that I came with that name in mind.
It wasn't an overnight success. You struggled for many years.
A decade. It was very hard. And then something presented itself. I was being asked to leave where I was renting from. Put it not so nicely, I was being kicked out.
That's called eviction.
Eviction, yeah. And there was a building across the street, and I knew I wanted to stay in Biltmore Village. And I got a hold of a real estate agent who researched it, and an older man had the building, and he would sell. But he wanted to hold the mortgage because he wanted to get the payments, and he agreed to a 10-year payout. And so I borrowed the $20,000 because I didn't have the $20,000. So I bought the building with nothing down. He kind of freaked at the closing. You mean you don't have $20,000? And they kept pushing the papers at him to sign, and he did. And then I took the upstairs because I had an upstairs gallery. And so I took part of the upstairs and renovated it when I got over there, and it was it's history ever since.
There's no question that you've been a significant player in the growth of the arts community and the growth of the regional creative economy. Today, what do you make of the changes that you have seen in and around Asheville?
Well, the changes are part of a domino effect, and once people start setting them up, they just continue. It's like when we were doing Blue Sparrow, Lori's Catering kind of was moving into a street front, and she said, I want to be here. I want to be on this street. So then there was another person. And it was like me. At one point, I ended up buying the theater and then parked it for about 3 or 4 years until I was working downtown late at night, and I was in the front part of Blue Sparrow 1 on the second story, and there was all this noise, and people were there, and it was middle of the week, and I said, oh my gosh, you know, look, I'd go home at night. I didn't necessarily hang around. There was a couple more restaurants had opened up, and I said, wow, you know, I could do this. I could do open a movie. I could open the movie theater. People are downtown. That's why I've been so against Bel Share, is because it's redundant. I mean, we have Bel Share almost every other weekend in Asheville. What do we need this, you know, that closes businesses or frustrates them or make them pander to the lowest common denominator?
You grew up in Wisconsin. I've read that as a very young boy, American architect Frank Lloyd Wright played an inspirational role in your development. Explain that.
My aunts lived in a rough part of town, kind of a ghetto-ish part of town. After church, we would go and visit my aunt, and then it was like, well, this is boring because they wouldn't speak English. And we ended up getting roller skates that would go with us in the car to Racine. And then we walked down the street and found this incredible building, Frank Lloyd Wright building. And it had smooth cement because it was well kept, and we could roller skate there. Now they have fences, but in the old days, I roller skated underneath those pylons, those famous pylons that he did of mushroom-shaped support pillars, and it was just unbelievable. Why does this building exist in this very kind of tattered neighborhood, you know, simple homes? And it was like, wow, what is this? So then I started drawing architecture.
So those memories stayed with you, have stayed with you.
Yeah. In fact, it was about 4 years ago, we went on a trip in Wisconsin, a couple people, in Illinois, and we saw 145 Frank Lloyd Wright homes and buildings and toured them and went to church. And it was just great. Got into some people's homes that we had entree to, and it just absorbed it.
You attended the University of Wisconsin in Madison. You studied film while in Madison. Is that why you are now in the business of the Fine Arts Theater, which you mentioned earlier, an independent movie house in downtown Asheville?
Well, I studied film and made some film, and it was very dicey in those days because we didn't have video. And so when you were running film through a camera, it was expensive, and it wasn't the school paying for it. I took that as something that I had always been interested in, and played the major to a general degree that I thought was a lot of fun. Campaign, like the rhetoric of campaigns and revolution, was inside of the degree. So I had a lot of choices of unusual things to study.
So was it thrilling in a sense to come back to film with the Fine Arts Theater?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I moved to town. I couldn't afford to go to the movies for the first number of years. It was just, I didn't get to the Biltmore House for 12 years because it was, you know, $12 to do that. Forget it.
So what did bring you to Western North Carolina?
I was married to Judy Shulamson, and we visited this place in college before we finished our degrees, a number of times coming home and visiting her family. And then eventually we got married in Madison and said, this is a wild, beautiful part of the country. Let's move here. And she could get a job teaching. And that was important in our economy, personal economy.
You have many different interests, many different business interests. What's on the horizon for you?
Retirement. I don't know about that. Well, yeah, it's too much fun doing things and still being creative in business, but it's smaller units of creativity. Some of my businesses do well, some of them don't do so well. So we're trying to figure those things out still.
John Cram is one of six North Carolinians to be awarded the state's highest civilian honor, the North Carolina Award. John Cram, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, David.